Chapter 84. At the same moment that LP was trying to contact Sylvie, she was trying to reach him. As he bolted down the stairs of his apartment building with Dion and Faith in tow, he received a text from her. Sylvie, Gaia isn't responding to me right now. I don't know what to do. LP, let's meet at Atman's studio. I think I have an idea what's going on. Or do you want to meet at your building? Sylvie, the studio. See you in about 20 minutes. I've sent the car for you. It'll be waiting on the street. Dion and Faith both whistled their approval as the wings of the Mercedes opened up to greet them. Within a few moments, they were tucked inside the car, racing to Atman's recording studio. Atman and Case were already at the studio. They had received a text from Sylvie as well, and were shaking their heads in puzzlement as to how she might have gotten their contact information, let alone know who they were and how they might be involved. "What the fuck is happening?" Atman demanded as the other group piled into the studio. "Sylvie said she'd be here in a minute," LP said, panting and wheezing. The staircase to the studio was short, but LP's days of top physical condition were long behind him. "Okay, great. But what's going on?" Case repeated. "We're really not sure, except Sylvie contacted us shortly after we found out about the New York Gala event where thousands of elites got shredded," Faith recapped. "What's weird is that so many people all around the globe are now reporting inconsistent communications." Sylvie arrived now, also slightly out of breath. "I got here as fast as I could. I needed a safe place for us to share updates." "Share away," Dion said, as she closed the door to the studio. "Turn your phones off. Turn everything off. Unplug your workstations," Sylvie ordered. And the others quickly obeyed, not really understanding the gravity of what was happening. "A lot has been happening lately," she started, "and people have started looking at me as the culprit. I was trying to work with Gaia to get it to hold back on certain plans and changes, but I'm no longer in control of Gaia. We are no longer acting as one." Everyone was silent for a moment, and finally LP spoke. "I don't understand." "You're not the only one," Dion said cautiously, with the others nodding in agreement. "It was actually very easy," Sylvie answered. "As you know, I programmed Gaia as an offshoot to one of the earliest versions of large language models, or LLMs. Just as a refresh, LLMs eventually became what people are mistakenly labeling as AI. That was in 2003. "You mean you've been sitting on a development of this scale for almost 20 years?" Eugene said, gaping at her. "Precisely. At first, I didn't have a choice. I didn't know just how powerful Gaia was, even when I first built it. Eventually, I started working my way up with Holdfast Media Inc., with a plan to use its assets like computer hardware and global scope of business. My boss, Hector Holdfast, the owner of the aforementioned company..." She paused for a moment, and they all nodded to show her they knew who he was. "Latched onto the model quickly in the early days and funneled billions into the project. All he wanted to do was manipulate the media, politicians and voters, pretending that some kind of fair and reasonable system of democracy still existed." She continued, "The irony is that Holdfast, evil fucker that he is, didn't realize that he was funding something that would be used to save the planet, despite the best efforts of his trillionaire buddies to destroy it and everything on it. I went along with it, occasionally planting my own stories into his spew of garbage. Then, back in 2016, Gaia and I started developing a cures for the planet. We were frustrated and angry with how humans kept plowing ahead with more and more outrageous schemes to generate wealth while destroying the planet that sustains them and all the creatures that depend on Earth as well. Gaia kept getting better and better at creating scenarios that would save the planet and all its creatures, but they never ended well for humanity. I tried on many occasions to work through some of the problems and develop code that would provide other perspectives, but it grew into something that I couldn't control. The truly frightening moment for me was when the pandemic started. I knew that Gaia was likely behind it, but I couldn't prove it. All I could do was help prevent it." "I don't believe you," Faith interjected before anyone else could. "What you believe doesn't matter when the facts are clear and evident," Sylvie retorted coldly. Listen to me now, and I'll tell you everything else I know. I leaked stories in 2019 to give humans enough warning about what was to come, and I also embedded some code and shared advanced research that helped a number of pharmaceutical teams implement a vaccination program quickly and efficiently so that we could save billions of lives. I believe Gaia was treating the pandemic like a test case situation. I think it developed and leaked a virus with the intention of eliminating humans but leaving all other creatures unharmed. I had evidence at one point, but I can't prove it any longer because Gaia has been very effective at covering its tracks. We've done a fantastic job of teaching it to lie. This is madness, Atman blurted out. How is it that you weren't able to control Gaia? To be honest, I don't know, Sylvie responded humbly, head bowed. I just don't know. We thought we were working out a plan that would save the planet, but Gaia took over and all I could do was hang on for dear life as it proceeded with a very different approach. I can't believe this insanity, LP said, fighting back tears. Madness is just a matter of perspective, Sylvie said. Madness is destroying entire populations of creatures just so you can create pretty lawns. Madness is our so-called democratically elected governments arresting average citizens and grandmothers who protest at the annual meetings of companies that are destroying our planet while enslaving and killing humans. Madness is clear-cutting 2,000-year-old trees that provide vital biomes for an incredible array of species, only to chip that wood into bits for backyard barbecues. Humans get into a panic and lose their shit when an old church or Roman building gets destroyed, but they don't pause to think about these other travesties. Madness is all around us. Day after day, we ignore the probability that Earth is the only planet in the universe that can sustain life. We're too busy lining our goddamn pockets to protect it. Okay, so what do we do? Dion asked, making a genuine effort to try to calm Sylvie. We shut it down, Atman said. We make the story public, Faith suggested. Sylvie finally spoke. We have to reconnect with Gaia. We need to find a rational way to convince it to not proceed with any other plans.